Blog Talk Radio.
I can't see the cue because you are turning me around because you think I was going to hit end episode, didn't you? Carol, I don't even know who's in the queue. I can't see the queue. Get away. Carol, put you up. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, young man?
Good.
So, another week at Deflategate, the Tommy the Golden Boy. You got Pumpkin Ball, you got Hockey, my Blackhawks, the finals are set for the Final Four. Have you been watching any Pumpkin Ball?
Yeah. There's plenty of good Pumpkin Ball series going on.
Oh, I know. What do you think, huh? Who's gonna be the final Pumpkin Ball? Who's it gonna be? Who do you think's gonna win the final Pumpkin Ball? Has-been's going to win it or not? I mean, I don't know. You've got to enlighten me on Pumpkin Ball.
I think it's going to be Warriors and Hawks.
So it's going to be the Warlocks and the Has-been's, huh?
Yes.
Okay, now we get to the NHL. Where will the troll come out of this hole? Who will the troll hand the trophy to? By Blackhawks, the Ducklings, the Lightning? Or the Rangers? Who do you think?
Or the Rangers. I think it's going to be Blackhawks and Rangers in the final.
Good man. The original six. We beat you guys in the city of Burley Shove. We can do it in the Rangers. We did it in Boston. We can do it on the road. But I think we can win it in seven. I think it's going to be a... I don't want to see any sweeps. I don't like sweeps.
Yeah, sweeps are not good in final series.
So how's the crowd out there in the city of Burley Shove there with Chubbles out there with your Eagles? Are they got them on a short leash out there or not?
I think the leash is a little bit shorter than it was, Carol, but because I think they're a bit puzzled about what he has been doing, but no, I don't think it's too short.
All right. What's your thoughts on Chubbles? Are you happy with Chubbles or not? What do you think? What's your thoughts?
I think I'm still happy with him. I'm still on the team, and I just want to see what happens.
All right. How about your 70 sisters? What are they going to do in the draft? Are they going to continue to be mediocrity?
Well, it's a lottery on Tuesday. That's a big thing.
Yeah, well, it's you never know about these. Here in Pumpkin Ball, I mean, here in Timber Steps, no one cares. I'm actually going to a Twinkies game this afternoon. I'm going to heckle Baby Jesus.
Yeah, and the Twinkies.
I'm taking the socialist train down to a Target Field down there, and we got box seats behind home plate, and I'm going to heckle Baby Jesus. I'm going to propose a trade to the Mets. Or to your Philadelphia.
Maybe I'll see you on TV, Calpa, if you're behind home plate.
I'll be home plate there. We got some box seats. Got some ducats. So, Jamie, have an epic show. And have a good week and behave yourself. I'll talk to you later. Go. Bye, Jamie. Bye-bye.
Go Blackhawks. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Calpa. What are we doing here? I want to eat pizza, but so why don't you just get Polly up here and I could just eat pizza for 2 minutes because I know he's not going to have anything good to say. You're up, buddy.
Yeah, that was actually a pretty
accurate description there. I've been gone for 2 weeks. I've had life things to occur that prevented me from calling, which sucked because neither of them were fun, but, you know, that's how it goes.
Yes, life.
I have a great story to tell
day.
You about buying a new couch, which ended eventually good, but for a while wasn't. And I'll tell you that one off the air.
Why is
but,
it not good buying a new couch?
Well, it's not good when it doesn't fit into your door. That's
well, it fits in now, doesn't it?
Well, I had to get a new one because the original one I had to send back because it wouldn't fit. Now, you would think I would have measured the door beforehand, but why would I do that?
I'm expecting too much. You measured.
You are expecting way too much. But anyway, let's see. What can we talk about first? Sixers, I actually wanted to bring this point up to you. Sixers draft lottery is this week, and odd-wise, the Sixers are the third worst team. I guess there's an outside chance to snag another pick or two, but realistically, it looks like we're probably just going to end up with the one. Did you hear people on the radio arguing this week that we don't want to win the first pick? I actually heard that. A bunch of people were saying, we don't want to win. Of course you want to get the first pick. Of course you do. I understand people might want D'Angelo Russell.
I think it's one of the deep drafts. I think that's what the point was, to say how deep this draft was, that you don't need the first pick to get an impact play.
No, I understand that. But, like, people were literally on the right. I heard a bunch of people on the radio like, well, we want D'Angelo Russell, so you don't want to get one or two because that's the two big guys. I'm like, you should do. You want the highest pick you can get, and then you can do whatever you want. That's just a great concept.
Then we would have a ton of big guys, though.
But to me, the Sixers are far enough away from contending for a title that you cannot be worried about that stuff. You need to pick the best player that's there. So don't get me wrong. I want D'Angelo Russell, too. But if they get the one or two pick, I don't want to hear the well. I think it's faulty reasoning if you get one to think we can't take the best player because we have a big guy. Like I just think that's faulty logic.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I think it's very faulty. It's going to be a big day.
But we'll see.
Hopefully it goes better than it did last year.
Yeah. Well, I was at your house for the lottery drawing last year, so I remember they ended up getting third pick, so... We'll see. Hopefully they do better, or at least the same this year. The Eagles. Anything happen with the Eagles since I said, nah, we'll see.
Nah, nothing's going on. That's what I'm saying. So all I can do is give you trivia, because there's nothing to talk about. Nothing good
is going on. Are you liking the Preakness today?
I think I'm making Farrell will get it done. I think he'll go 2 for 2, but lose it in the Belmont.
Yeah, that's the most likely scenario, I guess.
Yeah, I do. Okay, here's your trivia so I can get ready. In 2012, right. Who became the first team since Maryland in the 1974-75 season to defeat both North Carolina and Duke by 20 points in the same season?
Oh, God. This didn't happen this past season, right?
This is 2013.
Oh, Jesus. Louisville?
No, Miami. You had to go
Miami?
A little bit more.
Well, I wouldn't have guessed that if you gave me 30.
I know you wouldn't have. That shows how much you know. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
What are we going to do? We got a clear cue. Yeah, he's drunk.
Shouldn't have gotten rid of him so quickly.
It's
5 minutes now.
Yeah.
What are you writing to the wall for when there's nobody here? You're like, oh, I'll get rid of him. Get you some trivia.
There will be people here.
Huh?
There will be people here. I'm sure he'll come back.
So there's only one series left now.
What? Shut up.
Founding powers of Blake Griffin. So the only
what?
The history of the starting lineup. That's great. And the whole story on it.
What?
Why is this? Why am I reading this on the air? But
read it.
I loved them when I was in high school.
So
I mean, it's not like they stayed active.
All right, read it.
I will if it loads up.
On Grantland.
A Half-Baked Ideas podcast specialist presentation starting line of figures. There's Wade Boggs. In 1998 was a tender moment in collecting. We, the diehard, watching Super Mario Brothers 2, mastering adolescent class, were smart enough not to put rookie cards in our bicycle spokes. But joy hadn't totally drained out of the hobby. You were still allowed to open stuff. So when you brought a 4-inch plastic Mike Schmidt figurine, which I loved, and I had them all set up on my dresser at home, in the basement, I had all the Eagles, Phillies, Sixers, and it was good guys like Maurice Cheeks, Dr. J, Moses Malone, Mike Schmidt.
All the good people.
Yeah. Reggie White, Daniel Cunningham.
Yeah.
And on certain nights, even dreamed about it. I speak, of course, of the starting lineup figures. Starting lineups were like a transitional fossil between the baseball cards and the McFarlane Barry Bonds figure. Kevin Wiles and David Jacoby discussed the toy line's origins in their new Half-Baked Ideas podcast. But the bygone mania for starting lineups makes you ask another question, why? Let's see if anyone's here.
I bet not, no.
Is there ice downstairs now? When you bought stuff, did you buy a lot or no?
3 gallons.
When they elbowed their way onto our toy shelf, and that was the other thing. I used to travel from store to store looking for them. I'd go down to Cheltenham, go to all different towns and look for them. Starting line of figures couldn't have had better timing. By Christmas 1988, the St. Petersburg Times reported the Nintendo Entertainment System had vaporized the market for talking or electronic dolls. Manufacturers who'd been churning out cartoons as cynical toy ads, example in Humanoids, found that kids had tuned out. There was a yearning for an action figure that was just an action figure, one that would just be. Pat McConnelly, a Bengals punter and wide receiver, told Wilds he quit football and cooked up the idea for starting lineup when he found out his former Harvard classmates were doing better than he was. Apparently, it wasn't enough to play pro football. You had to be a mogul, too. McAnally had a simple notion, make a real athlete into an action.
No.
He collaborated with Kenner, the same company that made Star Wars figures.
Well, I can have a transgender surgery if I want to.
Starting lineups initially sold for $3.99, about $8 today, adjusted for inflation. They were hawked in commercials by kids that yelped as they would about He-Man. Will Clark, his lumber is lethal. Sports collectors who'd been making do with cards, posters, and T-shirts lost their minds. In the last 10 days, I've purchased 35 starting lineup figures in 4 different states. And on man, Ypsilanti, Michigan man, told PR Newswire. A man and woman apparently fought over starting lineup Michael Jordan at a flea market. I had Michael Jordan, too. Being the gentleman that he is, a lobby newsletter quoted by Cincinnati Post reported, the man let her have the piece for her son. They eventually got married, and this June are expecting a son. They've selected the first and middle name already. Kenneth Ray, or as they put it in their letter, Ken R. What is that? Oh, Kenner. Like Kenner. The New York Times attributed the popularity of the must-have toy to the figure's surprisingly accurate features, the result of some painstaking sculpting by the Chinese manufacturers, which is funny because starting lineups looked about as much like real baseball players as Hawk, Gear, Han Solo looked like Harrison Ford. The difference between Schmidt and Wade Boggs is a slightly bushier mustache. Sometimes players look suspiciously like their own teammates.
Got some moisture.
1988 produced 346 figures in sports, honoring an insanely large number of players. Now, with hindsight, it's fun to enshrine the worst starting lineup figures of the year, like the suckiest Donruss-rated rookies or the scrubs who snuck into NBA Jam. The Nets' Dennis Hopson had a starting lineup. The Cowboys' Steve Pelor had one. Cubs catcher Damon Berryhill had two. In 1988, a Kenner executive predicted that 15 million starting lineups baseball figurines will be on the market. And you know what the joke is?
What?
I was 16, so I just had my license, so I was literally driving to all the stores looking for them. Like, I would be driving, because there was no internet. I would drive to Toys R Us in King of Prussia. I would drive to Toys R Us in Willow Grove. I would go to Clover in Cheltenham. I would go, you know,
yeah.
I was going to every store possible to get these guys. Facebook fingers would be on them. And yet, you could hardly trace the inevitable arc of a fad. First, the guys collecting in 1998, the ones whose cortex had been grasped at its most vulnerable point, where the same guys collecting a decade later, about half of the buyers are over 18 years old. The Cincinnati Post noted 1997. Second, eventually, even those guys split from Magic, the Gathering, starting lineup ceased production in 2001. Finally, the toy was exiled to Nostalgiaville, where after some years it began to stand as a marker of a more innocent time. Where have you gone, starting lineup?
There we go, starting lineup history. There's more?
What was the appeal back in 1988? Nobody there, so we keep moving. Strange as it may sound, being a toy rather than a baseball card or a poster made starting lineup something different than any other sports thing you could find at the store. It was something you could touch rather than just admire. McFarlane picked up the torch after starting lineup disappeared. Starting lineups made action figures safe for older kids. This was a generation that wouldn't have been caught dead with a Ninja Turtle, but could happily scoop up a Herschel Walker and a Dexter Manley without risking a loss in status.
There we go. We'll read more later. We got more to get to. But that is a compelling story on the
to walk down memory lane for me.
You know, on the phasing out of one of the toys of the last 20 years.
I think I might still have them in the basement in the crates. I hope I do.
Yeah, it's been out of production for 14 years.
Wonder how much you can buy them for now. Let's just check one for a second.
eBay.
Go to eBay. eBay.com.
We should buy a starting lineup.
Look up a Reggie White. I bet it's going to be a Reggie White starting lineup. 99 cents for. They had them in Packers? 1997, they had them in the Packers. There's one. Eagles. $19.
Are you gonna get that? I want
stupid Packers.
Packers.
$8.99 Eagles.
Oh, I want that one. I want that one. That Eagles one for $8.99.
There's another Eagles one. 1990 Reggie White. Our final Eagles one. $16. There's another Reggie. That's a bunch of different poses. 1989 version. $29.
Yeah, buy one.
1990 version, $42.50.
No, get the $8.99 one.
There's two different 90s, white and green and different.
I want to go to Deutsche Park. I want to go to the game with someone. What are you going to do with twins? I want to. Yeah, drop them at lunch. That's a good idea. Lauren, if you're listening.
Twins.
Frank, up. Quick service.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy? Well, I turned off the Phillies last night when they went down. And what did they do? They turned around and won the game. Go figure, right?
Yep. It's been a good week for them. Good week.
And the kid Galvis.
Three in a row.
Was just hitting over 320. Who would have ever guessed that, right?
Yep. And it's May. I don't know how much longer you could say it's early for.
Well, I think your prediction earlier of them losing 100 games might come true. You know, they're really not a good baseball team. And my heart goes out to I saw Howard had a nice double last night. He didn't hit it hard, but it got by the first baseman, who's a Gold Glove first baseman, by the way. And Chase had a double, but he just doesn't have that bat head speed anymore, you know?
Nope.
Well, anyways,
I agree.
What's going on? What are you doing tonight?
Tonight, what are we doing? We got the All-Star game and what else?
All-Star game starts
Yeah, All-Star, White Marsh Little League, Majors All-Star Game at 6 o'clock at Miles Park.
Who's in the All-Star Game, Tommy?
Yeah.
Okay, 6 o'clock, huh? Well, I'll see if I can get back in time for
yep.
that. All right, but I have to go see Nani also. All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Thank you, Francis.
All right, bye.
Give him a disconnect. What are you doing?
I need to minimize so you get to that.
Go back and disconnect them.
So the Clippers series shouldn't even be 7. All the series should be over, really.
Damn.
That was a monstrous collapse. They were like in cruise control. I was watching it, and I think I fell asleep. I fell asleep every night this week. Monday through Friday.
Watching games,
yep. I would sit down. Four of the nights I sat down in the playroom, couch, fell asleep within 5 minutes. Last night I sat up in my bed and fell asleep.
What were you watching on all the days?
Golden State last night.
Yeah.
Night before that was Houston Clippers. Night before that,
Golden State
again. Night before that, I think it was probably
Houston and Clippers.
Maybe the Houston.
It goes every other night with those two.
Yeah. I haven't been watching as much as I want. But I get some.
Yeah, you do get some.
Klay Thompson is just so aggressive. He just can just.
Can we look at FanDuel?
I don't condone it. I need to find out what kind of play people. To get to the field.
Yeah. That's good to call, and you know what that means. Cha-ching, cha-ching in that account.
No way.
Yeah.
You don't get money just for acting nice to somebody. Don't discuss your pulling live in the air.
It's not bus. No one listens, so I can discuss whatever I want.
There's thousands of listeners there. Can we check the live listeners?
Yeah, check them. Check the millions that are listening live.
And now for the thousands in attendance and the millions across the world. Let's get ready to rumble. For the thousands in attendance and the millions across the world. Listen, 420 people are listening. Go ahead, explain to your bullying. To 420 people. Go ahead.
Well, you explain.
Go ahead, explain to them.
Well, they could.
418 now.
Yeah. I'm losing people because they don't want to hear about bullying.
421. Go ahead. Hurry up.
Are they going back? No, I'm not going to explain. They probably can guess what it is if they've been listening long enough.
Want your theme music in? Explain it?
No. Yeah. Put the music on, but I'm not gonna explain. 421 people. I guess I bullied someone this week. Deal with that. Cause he thinks I'm annoying when I speak the words of God. Yeah, and I miss the fag and I clap my hands.
I'm missing the sports show.
Oh, you're missing it?
Just kidding.
Oh, Dyshear Park, I want to go. What?
Bicer.
What year was Suckler Park dedicated?
1998.
No, 1930.
30?
Yeah. I wonder if
Suckler Park is. Of course, do not know that answer.
Who's Miles?
I think Miles has something to do with maybe how big it is.
It's miles long?
Although it's not really miles long. So, and you go around the walking path, it's not even a mile. I don't know what it is. I always thought it had something to do with distance. You think it's not?
I don't know. It doesn't say anything about dedication, so I guess it is about distance. Mm-hmm. Are you gonna buy the starting lineup?
Did you hang up with Granda?
No, I told you to disconnect him, but
I wanted to give him this question.
Well, he's not here now, so you're gonna have to wait.
Everyone called up for him.
What is it?
In tennis, like who tied for the most U.S. Open singles championships? It's five. There's three people.
No, I can't tell you that. That's probably outdated too.
Well, it says that as of 2013.
Yeah, we need to get like a new 2015.
This was a 15 calendar. Oh, no,
this is 13 calendar. I want to get a 15 one.
No, this is 15.
13.
On. 2013. What's today? Let's see. May
15th.
This is this year, man.
What?
This is current. They started generating after like 2013, I could tell.
See what day May 16th was in 13. I bet it was a Saturday or Sunday.
You want May 2013?
Yeah. Go to May.
What 16th was a Thursday? It's better not stay with this. I don't want to change it. I just was looking for something. Don't. Good. I hate that thing.
It can go to like 3,000, you know. That calendar, it could get really far.
Yeah. I have to basically see when I told the team to do that.
Well, it's basically not working.
It is, but it's slow as heck. That's how my album.
Muppets are coming back on Disney.
What, a show?
Yeah, tell the people. Look it up.
Guys, the Muppets are coming back to Disney Channel.
But go to internet and look it up. Also, the end of the original CSI has come. So sad. No, just do Muppets. Muppets. No, just do Muppets. Don't earn. Muppets. Muppets. Go back to Muppets. Click on the Wikipedia page, Muppets. Click on the Wikipedia page, Muppets. The Muppets. Muppets. What is their theme for?
Oh, look, for the 2015 television series, see the Muppets TV series.
What is it?
The Muppets is an American comedy series scheduled to air on ABC in the 2015 co-created by Tim Brady and Bob Fisher. The show is described as a contemporary mockumentary-style comedy that will explore the Muppets' personal lives and relationships both at home and at work, as well as romance, breakups, achievements, disappointments, wants and desires, and more adult Muppets show for kids of all ages. The series will be produced by ABC Studios and the Muppet Studio with Randall Einhorn. The Muppets performed over that, serving as the executive producer. I think it'll be positive.
You think it'll...
Anything that was good is always good once again.
You think it'll do well?
Yes.
Can we look at CSI? Rebecca, cancel.
After what? Is this like the longest running?
15 years, it's gone. Look at it. Let's look at their Wikipedia.
That's it. That's not long.
It said Law & Order SVU 16 is probably the longest one. See? Go to CSI on Wikipedia. Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia.
There we go. American Kindness, the Paneers, 2000.
Final
season premiering on December 28th, 2014 is new Sunday night at 10 p.m. time slot. It's the seventh longest running scripted U.S. primetime series overall. Will not return for another season, but will conclude with a 2-hour TV movie, which will air on September 27th, 2015, and will feature the return of original cast members William Peterson, Marge Helgenberger, and Ted Danson, and will join the cast of CBSI.
Can we look at spinoffs? I'm looking. I want to look at the folder spinoffs. Bye, but I'm going to continue looking at CSI. No music going out.